the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today we stand at kind of a crossroads in our liturgical year and spiritual journey. And having recently celebrated the Feast of Nativity and the Theophany of our Lord, we look ahead to next Sunday, which is going to be Zacchaeus Sunday. And this really begins now the preparation for the coming practice of Great Lent, and for the preparation of the Lord's resurrection. And so on one level, today's gospel about the healing of blind Bartimaeus is yet another one of the great miracles of our Lord that shows his divinity and fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah concerning the Messiah. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And as we read of this wonderful miracle, we marvel at the divine power of our Lord, as we of course should. And yet, our holy fathers have shown us greater depths of meaning. And St. Gregory the Great says that this blind man mystically denotes our human race. He points out that when our ancestors, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God's commandment and brought about the fall and were driven out of paradise, we suffered the darkness of condemnation and were no longer able to see heavenly things. And yet, as foretold in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. In other words, in our fallen state, we are spiritually blind and unable to understand or to see the deeper heavenly mysteries. And yet, our Lord came to show us the way and heal us of this blindness. However, this requires an effort on our part, and blind Bartimaeus provides us with a great image of what we should do so that our spiritual eyes can be opened. As St. Gregory points out, the blind man sitting by the side of the road begging is an image of prayer. Bartimaeus knows that he's blind, and yet when he's undoubtedly heard of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus healed several other blind people before this happened, so this would not have gone unheard of. You know, this would have been a big deal in those days, even though they didn't have CNN, you know, or anything like that. I mean, word of mouth got around pretty good. So, this Bartimaeus had heard that this Jesus of Nazareth could heal the blind, and also the fact that being of the Jewish faith, you know, he understood that the Messiah, when he came, was going to be able to heal the blind. And was in all this. So he calls him Lord, Son of David. In other words, he recognizes that Christ is the Messiah. Have mercy on me. And so we basically should also imitate this blind man and do likewise by praying continually. Well, what happens next after he calls out to the Lord? And the people ahead rebuked him that he should be silent. And this, St. Gregory continues, is an image of the crowds of bodily desires and the uproar caused by our vices. They obscure our inner vision, they disturb our minds, and overwhelm the sound of our petition. St. Ignatius Brianchaninov once wrote a book called The Arena, and he talked about some of the struggles that we tend to have when we try to pray. He said, our minds constantly are distracting us, because it's hard for our thoughts to slow down or to shut up, you know. He said, in fact, he compared all these thoughts to a wagon load of monkeys. You know, if you've ever been to the zoo, the monkeys don't usually just sit still. You know, they're all running around and swinging and, you know, chattering and everything. And that's kind of how our minds are. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich one time was visiting a monastery, and he was speaking with one of the nuns there, and he was encouraging her to say the Jesus prayer without any distraction. And she said, oh, that's no problem. You know, I say the Jesus prayer thousands of times every day. And he said, well, try saying it without any distractions, even if you can only do a small amount, just see how far you get. And she said, no problem. So after a few days, he saw her again, and he asked how it was going with her attempts to pray without distraction. And she admitted that she had found it extremely difficult to say even 10 Jesus prayers without any distraction, because all her thoughts and feelings would start coming up. And St. Nikolai told her that that as soon as she became aware that she was being distracted, she should turn her thoughts back to her prayer. And that's what we should do. So when we're praying and we suddenly find our mind drifting, you know, we're in church or we're at home, We're thinking about, oh, what do I need to pick up at the grocery store today, or all these other things that we have to do. Just as soon as you recognize that, go, oh, wait a minute, I'm praying. And then focus right back on the prayers that you're saying, and just keep doing that, and that'll be a big help in your prayers. And this is just exactly what blind Bartimaeus does. Instead of letting the crowds drown out his supplication, he cries out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. This is a demonstration of the virtue of perseverance. When our Lord tells us, he who endures to the end will be saved, we can understand the importance of perseverance. St. Theophan the Recluse, in his book on unseen warfare, in other words, spiritual warfare, places the practice of this virtue as one of the four pillars of spiritual warfare, you know, to strive without ceasing. And it is when we persist in prayer that the Lord hears us as he is passing by, and then he stops and enlightens us. St. Gregory the Great says that when Jesus passed by, this is an image of his humanity, because he's always moving around and, you know, and passing by. But when he stands still, it's an image of his divinity. And what does blind Bartimaeus do when the Lord stops and asks him what he wants him to do? Although he had been previously begging for alms, he does not ask the Lord for money or any kind of earthly thing. Rather, he asks for light. Lord, that I may see. St. Gregory says that the way to this light is faith, which our Lord confirms when he says, Receive your sight, your faith has saved you. Yet our unspiritual mind says, How can I ask for spiritual light which I am unable to see? How can I be certain that it exists if it does not shine from my bodily eyes? And then he responds, he says, No one really sees his soul, and yet we do not doubt that we have a soul that we do not see. And what happens next? At once he saw and followed him, glorifying God. This means that we are supposed to imitate our Lord not only in his glorious resurrection, but also follow him through his sufferings and trials and tribulations and taking up the cross. After all, if the Lord endured such things out of love for us to show us the way, the least we can do is try to endure the much smaller struggles that we've been given. So brothers and sisters, let us then imitate blind Bartimaeus by calling out to the Lord in prayer and persevering no matter what, with the faith that he can open our eyes to heavenly things. And then let us follow him and glorify God. Amen.